This is Ian Dayborn
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
So March last year, 2020, I had severe COVID for about 3 months. And after 3 months, I seemed recovered. And my doctor said, you should go and increase your lung capacity. So for the following 6 months, I exercised like mad. And then after 6 months in December 2020, I started feeling worse and worse and worse. Symptoms were nausea, dizziness. I blacked out in my own living room. Then I couldn't feel my toes. I had severe brain fog and severe fatigue to the point that I couldn't even feed myself. I couldn't wash myself. Gosh. I had to have people coming to feed me, clothe me, wash me. I had amazing friends stepping in to help.
So how did you go about getting this sorted out?
Well, initially, I was so ill that I couldn't even think. I couldn't read. I couldn't watch TV. I was effectively in a coma, but aware, as you were, which is the worst kind of coma, in my opinion.
Yes.
Because you couldn't even watch TV or listen to music or the radio or anything. And luckily, I started taking iron supplements and B12 supplements on my own. And I also had this weird urge to drink vinegar from pickles.
Gosh.
And that oddly, in the middle of the madness, made me feel okay for about 90 minutes.
Really?
So I figured, ooh, there must be something here. So I started, when I had a bit of brain power, which was maximum half an hour a day, I would Google my symptoms, basically. I would search for my own symptoms. And I did a lot of research into medical journals, medical papers I could get my hands on about what does COVID do to you after you finished having COVID? But also, what does it mean when you're craving these sorts of things, when you're craving effectively vinegar? And I discovered that low B12 and low iron is a common problem for people after they've recovered from COVID, because the body seems to use these elements to fight COVID. And also I discovered that B12 was blocked by metformin, which was a drug that I was on at the time. And also that B12 absorption increases with vinegar. So I thought, well, that's very interesting. And I also discovered there was research that showed that lack of iron and lack of B12 is also caused by intensive exercise. And I had been exercising 25 to 30 hours a week for the previous 6 months, immediately after recovering from COVID.
In terms of how this affected you, not just your physical health, but your mental health, you really got to a very low point. Talk about that if you don't mind. Tell us how bad things got.
Things got extremely bad to the point that I was also researching assisted suicide.
Goodness.
And, you know, how I can end this, because I knew that I wouldn't be able to do this forever. You know, my friends were coming in on a rota, including this man that I met on a date a month before I got very, very ill. And he started coming in and helping me enormously. In fact, he moved in the end and just started kind of feeding me and doing everything for me. And I was so low that I was saying to him and, you know, to close friends, I said, look, I'm not sure I'm going to make through this, you know, going to make it through this. So I'm really considering assisted suicide.
So what changed things? At what point did you start to improve? You've talked about taking the pickles and that helping, but what was the treatment that you received that got you back to normal?
Yeah, it's an excellent question. So the pickle juice actually, believe it or not, helped me get enough brain power to research my condition.
Right.
And when I saw the signs that excessive exercise causes low iron and low B12, when I saw that COVID does the same, when I saw that the medication I was already on blocked B12 absorption, I looked at my own blood test results and I saw that I was borderline okay on those blood tests, but I wasn't in the middle range or the high range. I was just right. For example, my folate levels were 0.01 within normal levels. I spoke to a friend of mine that I knew had anemia, and he had iron infusions. He's also an engineer, because I work a lot with engineers and scientists. And he told me about Dr. Andrew Klein at the iron clinic in Cambridge. And I messaged Dr. Klein at 7 a.m. on a Sunday. And by 9 a.m., Dr. Klein called me on my mobile and asked me if I was all right, because my blood test results were so critically low. And he called me to his clinic within 5 days, and I had an iron IV, an intravenous iron infusion, and also started B12 injections weekly since then. And I'm still on those now, and I will need to be on B12 injections for a whole year. 10 to 12 days of the iron infusion, I started being able to walk properly without kind of feeling completely exhausted and fainting. I went for an hour bike ride. I was able to do things that I hadn't been able to do in 6 months. And Dr. Klein said it would take 4 to 6 weeks to start feeling better. But for me, it was so instant. It was just, you know, within 10, 12 days, it was just amazing.
You're self-employed, aren't you? So presumably while all of this was going on, you couldn't work.
Luckily, I had saved enough money to live out of my savings for the last 6 months. But I heard a lot of people are not in the same privileged situation. So it's been a terrifying time, to be honest. And when you're self-employed, you don't get any sick pay. Nobody pays you to just recover. And I was told I'm not entitled to any benefits or anything like that because I have a house. And even though it's on a mortgage, it doesn't matter. I would have to sell my house and be effectively homeless before I would receive any support. And a lot of people assume that they'll have this kind of social welfare kicking in if something like this ever were to happen. But it's not as straightforward as that.
And I know that now you're starting to get back to work. Tell us a bit about what you do. What's the Geek Whisperer all about?
The Geek Whisperer, by the way, I wasn't smart enough to come up with this name myself. Someone saw me do my work and said, oh my God, you're like a Geek Whisperer. And I thought, oh my God, I'm going to take that. Because I've been doing this work for 10 years and initially it was called something else. But I effectively work with scientists and engineers who are leaders to help them become exceptional leaders. A lot of scientists and engineers are cynical of soft skills and leadership coaching and training. And I'm a very unusual person to work with in that space. And I don't call myself a coach because often coaches give you more questions than answers. And that's something that engineers don't really like. They want to know the answer and how do I know this is going to work? And that's what I do. I work with scientists and engineers who are in leadership to help them understand what's going on, what the situation is about, and what they can do about it, rather than give them more questions to think about.
Adelina, I'm so pleased that things, after such an awful experience, have improved for you. What I would say is thanks for joining me this morning. All the best to you as the Geek Whisperer, and keep drinking the pickle juice.
Thank you very much, Ian. It's lovely talking to you.